Warning, this podcast will contain adult content including, but not limited to, offensive language, fart jokes, farting, not funny jokes, and talking about boobs.
Hey, I'll be talking about man bits too.
Ugh, cue sweat drop.
And later on we'll be doing the Who's Who in Anime game, where we try to stump each other by giving the other person a semi-generic anime name and trying to figure out where else we heard the name. Oh, like I've been doing to him all night.
Basically, we think of the name of a character in an anime and see if the other can guess what anime we're thinking of just by the name.
Listener, if you can think of a better way to word this, let us know. We'll totally use it. The email will probably be blinking right up on the screen.
At the end, we'll read some of the anime laws as they're known.
They were created by Insane Advocate and his two friends, as well as from various internet sources.
And we thank you very much for these laws, because they seem to apply to everything in anime.
Seriously, they really do.
Hi, and welcome to Anime Experts. My name is Yusuke Urameshi.
And my name is Itsuki Koizumi.
Yes, Itsuki. I'll try to remember that name throughout the rest of the show. And if none of you can figure it out, Itsuki, while technically a male character, is being played by a female here who seems to love Itsuki.
He's darling. He's darling.
Well, if none of you know who Itsuki is, let's talk about him first. He's from the...
The Melancholy of Haruhi Suzumiya.
I'll just say Haruhi Suzumiya.
It's an anime I dearly, dearly love. I'm actually working on still reading the light novels, because, I don't know, it's hard for me to sit down and actually read in front of the computer. Does that seem weird?
I don't know. I mean, personally, I just picked up reading the manga, at least for Naruto, but...
Yeah, manga is different from reading the light novels, because the light novel is just like reading an actual book, whereas with manga you've got the pictures and all that to break it up. And your eyes get really, my eyes at least, get a lot tired a lot faster reading on the computer than they
do. A lot tired a lot faster.
Yes.
Make up words while you're at it.
I will.
I can't blame you. But I will admit, it does happen to me as well. I'll get tired while reading. But I guess the way to look at it is it depends on your point of view. And for those of you who don't understand why we're talking about manga in an anime podcast, we really want our listeners to get a different view on how anime and the manga are related to each other.
Because they are related, goddammit. I don't even care what you say. Oh, whoops. There goes curse meter number one. Bing!
I thought I said the first curse word, goddammit.
Oh, you probably did, actually. Oh, well. Okay, that
Who
was
cares?
Number two. Ding! Or was it three? I don't know. I'm not good at
counting. We lost that count. We'll have to probably get one of those counters. And if any of you fans out there have seen the Dragon Ball Z parody that's been done where they show the little Krillin own counter, I think I'll get one of those. Of course, it won't be about Krillin.
Will it be the Yusuke owned counter?
No, it'll be Itsuki.
Aw, man.
Probably could find a gadget for that. Basically, the reason why we're going to talk about manga, among other reasons, is also you have to understand that the anime and manga, while technically anime comes from manga, there are instances where it doesn't happen, there's also a major difference between the manga and the anime.
Yeah, we know all that crap anyway. What are we talking about again?
I think we're supposed to introduce why we chose the characters. So, again, let's go back to Haruhi Suzumiya and talk about the weird shit that went on in that series.
Oh my god, Haruhi Suzumiya. I can't even explain it. There was, like, stuff and espers and time traveling.
Well, you gotta remember, the main character, Haruhi Suzumiya, asked... In the beginning of the series, she stands up and introduces herself and says that she doesn't want to meet any boring, random people. She wants to meet... what was it, an android, a time traveler, and an S-bar.
Yeah.
And the other weird thing about this series is apparently the episodes aren't in order either.
No, they are not, and that confused the crap out of me when I started watching it. Well, I'm not going to lie.
And for those of you out there to understand this, this series is what, a 12-episode series? Or 13?
No, I think it is 13, actually, because it's got an episode zero, if I'm not mistaken.
Well, we should know. I mean, I have the box set right here.
Gonna go peek at that real quick. I'm also gonna yank the microphone off of my head, because I'm awesome.
I mean, you'd let's think
see what,
I know.
Let's see what moves faster, the internet or me?
Well, it depends if my Firefox, and I don't own that. Gotta put the disclaimer out.
Well, it
only
has a 350-minute running time, so I'm gonna go with 12 episodes.
Probably.
Because there are four discs here. Episode 00. Because
okay,
that was,
so there are 13 episodes then.
Yeah, because it's the episode, The Adventures of Mikaru Asahina is the first episode. You remember the whole movie thing?
Yeah, well, they're also doing a remake of this series, and it's supposed to be a 26-episoder.
They already did it, and it already came out, actually.
Yeah.
I still haven't watched it. Oh, my God, I'm horrible.
Oh, we're both wrong. It says 14.
Oh, it's 14?
Good Lord.
Wow. Okay.
Well, it was a funny series, I gotta tell ya. I mean,
my nerd points just went down.
I purchased that series, and I thought it was odd when I got it, but then again, I do a lot of impulse buying. I should take a picture of my collection and put it on our page later for Facebook, but it's a large collection, and it's grown over the years.
Who the fuck has money to buy shit anymore? Good God.
Hey.
Not that I'm advocating pirating.
No, but we will say that I know both of us use fan subbings out there.
But we won't talk about that.
We're not going to talk about fan subbings because we believe that you should buy the thing to support more anime coming into the U.S.
Because
if you don't buy it, we're not going to get it.
Exactly.
I guess we've talked about Haruhi Suzumiya, so I guess it's my turn with my...
Well, I didn't explain Itsuki, though. We explained Haruhi Suzumiya, but we didn't explain Itsuki.
Well, that's true, I guess.
So,
his S-bar-ness.
Well, mind you, I only watched the sub of it, so, you know.
As far as I know, the sub and dub are the same.
Yeah, they pretty much are, except, you know, well, number one, Daisuke Ono as Koizumi is amazing. Number two, number two, he's very manipulative and sneaky and double-faced and...
I think Haruhi...
I think he totally wants to have a love affair with Kion, but we won't say anything about that.
Yes, you yaoi fan lover.
Well, we won't say anything about that.
Yura all the way. Sorry.
Hey, Yuri's not bad either, but, you know. But, yeah, no, Itsuki's amazing. He's a manipulative bastard, and I love him. I love him. End of story. Next.
Well, that series, again, seems to be out of order, but yet it seems to have some kind of plot to it out of all the craziness that's in it. Of course, you can never get enough of Haruhi squeezing some other girl's tits.
Asahina.
Hell yes, definitely her, which was our resident time traveler.
Yes. Oh, yeah, and...
She kicks ass on the guitar, though.
Lol, spoilers.
Well, not really. We haven't given away each episode. We've more or less just given them an idea of the different people that are there.
True.
So, well, okay. Now it's my turn, finally, with my Yu Yu Hakusho. Yu Yu Hakusho was one of the first series I purchased, because when it first aired on Adult Swim, for those of you in the U.S., Adult Swim was one of the first things I can honestly say that the American television networks actually got right when they wanted to introduce the masses to more anime after the sad and sorry death of Toonami.
Rest in peace, Toonami. May you rest in peace.
No, rest in peace, Tom.
Yeah.
Can't forget him. I was first introduced to anime through Tom by watching Dragon Ball Z, which I'm pretty sure a lot of people were. But back to Yu Yu Hakusho. When I first saw it on Adult Swim, along with Blue Gender. I thought it was really funny how the main character, first off the bat, is dead. But as it goes on, it seemed like it only lasted 4 episodes because they kept on replaying those 4 episodes on Adult Swim, and it kind of ticked me off. I thought it was such a great series, and then I come to find out that they were planning to do 112 episodes. But basically, Yusuke Urameshi is a spirit detective kind of guy. He basically runs around fighting demons and things like that, trying to save the world, I guess you could say. But he's not your typical hero. He's the punk of the school that everybody hates, but there's always somebody who loves him.
And he's got a sidekick named Tampon.
Tampon is a joke that we laughingly call Botan. His, what was she again? She was the Grim Reaper, as
yeah,
she said.
Yeah, she was the guide across the River Styx.
Yeah, or commonly known as the Grim Reaper for us here in the U.S.
No, that's different, actually, because the Grim Reaper would be the Shinigami. And she wasn't a Shinigami, was she?
That's technically what she called herself, but this is outside of the Bleach realm. Bleach has changed the term Grim Reaper and Shikigami for us overall.
True.
And so has Death Note, but that's in a later story.
Well, yeah, Lord knows. We'll get into Death Note later.
But basically, he's your resident badass at his high school, always the one trying to smoke, do something wrong, or basically cause mayhem and always skipping class. And underneath all that badassness and whatever you want to say he is, he also has a good heart and he's honorable. That's something to respect. So I decided to go with that name as my alias, I guess you could say.
It's your name. Whatever.
So, good series. I recommend you watch both of them, actually, if you can. I'm pretty sure you can find stuff on YouTube or something if you really want to. But I'd recommend going out and purchasing it because I know you can pick it up from like Walmart or Best Buy for like under $30 per season. And there are only 5 seasons.
And if you really don't want to leave your house, I know Amazon has it.
Yeah, yeah. I love Amazon.
Who doesn't?
Trademarked by Amazon and all that stuff. We don't own that.
I know, right? Yeah. We own nothing, just for the reference.
Yeah, but I think we should be getting paid for all this advertisement we're doing.
No, right? Funimation. Come look me up. I will take your money gladly.
I kind of hate Funimation and love it at the same time because they've picked up a lot of stuff that was dropped because G9 went out of business and Anime Works, I think, went out of business too.
Honestly, at this point, who hasn't gone out of business except for Funimation and
Viz Media and Bandai.
And there's one more. All right, y'all. Who?
Oh, ADV Films, but I think ADV. They're going...
No, ADV is running strong. Cause
really?
Because they just got Durarara. And they are actually the ones, if I'm not mistaken, who have Johnny Young Bosch on retainer, who, as everybody knows, is the voice actor for Ichigo in Bleach. And if you'll excuse me, I need to consult.
If I remember correctly, didn't he also do Trigun as Vash the Stampede?
Yes, he was, actually.
See, I actually know something.
This is Viz Media, which I...
Yeah, that's Viz Media, not ADV.
Okay, so...
That's Shaolin Jump, and Shaolin Jump, as far as I know, has been doing stuff with ADV. Not that ADV.
With Viz.
Viz Media.
Because Shonen Jump and Viz Media are the same corporation, it's just 2 different names.
Yeah. But anyway.
Okay, so we've got that. We've got that all out of the way.
Well,
so now
do
you
we
know.
Want to do that game? Because it's been pissing me off.
Oh, if we must. Okay, so do you want me to explain it or do you want to?
We've already explained the game. Why don't you explain the name?
Okay, so we were talking earlier about Haruhi Suzumiya. Ha 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 ha, because everything comes back to me.
Well, really, we were trying to decide a name for you.
Yes, yes, yes. What's new? I'd like to change it weekly, but I guess I'll just keep this one.
Not if I have anything to say about it. You won't change it weekly.
Exactly. Anyway, they were talking about Haruhisa's Mia, and we were talking about characters in there. And we were just, you know, going through the characters and
trying to remember the names of the characters.
Well, yeah, and then who's who, you know, with Haruhi being Haruhi, and then he couldn't remember who Kion was, so I had to needle him about that for a while.
I haven't seen it in over 3 years, and you know how my memory is.
I
don't see it more than once or twice,
I
won't remember it and retain
it. It doesn't mean I don't get to poke fun at you about it.
I know.
So we were watching, well, we weren't watching it, actually. We were talking about it.
I'm close to it now.
Oh, are you?
I'm getting close.
Oh, you think so?
Yeah.
And I said, Nagato. And he was like, wait a minute. I know Nagato from something else.
Hold on. Sorry, I lost it. No, all of a sudden, Nodoka came to my mind. I was going, no.
No, it's not Nodoka. That's from,
Nodoka is from Negi.
Yes,
Negima.
I was like, it's not.
See,
from
I stumped
Lovehina.
Her.
No, I knew it wasn't from Lovehina, and I knew it was by Ken Akamatsu originally.
Nagato. So the name is Nagato, but it's been getting to me. If for those of you out there, I am the type that I will not look at the internet. I will do everything possible to avoid doing it until I remember the name of something like that. And are you going to give me a timer or something?
No, I'm just going to let it buzz and just bug your head for another couple minutes while we talk about something else, because it's going to be awesome. And by the way, I already looked it up on the internet, so you can quit screaming at your screen now. I know the answer. He doesn't.
And eventually, once I figure out the answer, I'll have it flashing on the screen for those of you who haven't figured it out before me, so you can laugh your ass off at me later.
Yeah. There will be a picture, too, to go along with the character.
Of course, because what would we do without Google?
Exactly. Oh, I do love the Google.
Oh, I love that Google TV thing.
Oh, shut up. I hate you.
You just hate the fact that I can also watch stuff like Naruto or Bleach right direct from the website on
blah,
the TV.
Blah, 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 blah. At least I know where Nagato came from.
Yeah, but when I guessed Tenshi and then I realized it was Kagato, at least I pointed
because
it out.
Because that's one letter off.
Still, at least I was willing to point out my mistake.
Well, yes, you did point out your mistake, and I commend you for that.
Thank you.
You're very welcome.
Mm.
Okay, so we don't have dead air while he thinks. I will do something. I'll dance. No, that doesn't work because you're listening. Okay. So what I'm going to do is I will explain our tactics. So what we're going to do basically with this podcast, it's just going to be us talking about anime that we know.
And don't forget that you keep reminding me about the Twitter thing.
Yeah.
We'll be, eventually when we start getting more listeners sending us stuff that isn't some random comment to say that we suck or something like that, we will answer those questions when we have airtime that we need to eat up, as well as maybe a little segment at the end to answer questions.
This would be an amazing time to have that, actually, but we don't, because this is episode 1. Because we're awesome like that. Holy crap.
Yeah, you.
But yeah, we're going to eventually have a Twitter, have a Facebook, have a Tumblr, because they're all free, and we have no money. Yay!
Don't make me sound stupid, because Tumblr?
Tumblr's awesome. I'll show it to you later. I have one.
The reason why we're doing this podcast, among other things, is because we also have seen a lot of anime. I own over 1,000 different DVDs and stuff, as well as have seen over hundreds of different types of anime.
I kind of hate him for it. But no,
hate me for the fact that I call you over and say you want to watch this?
No, I hate you for the fact that you own a lot more than I will ever be able to own.
You
but
may
only
eventually.
A little, but only a little. Just a little tiny bit. But we're just going to end up talking about things we know. And probably end up talking about things we don't know, because there's a lot of that. You know, we claim we're experts. It's really a lie. We're experts at nothing but fooling ourselves and deluding ourselves into thinking that, no, wait, I know I'm awesome. Hold on a second. No, what are we deluding ourselves? Oh, that people like us. That's it.
I thought it was that we were experts.
That too. But, yeah, that's going to be this, is us talking about nerdy shit that we know that has to do with
the God, it's getting to me. It's like crawling under my skin.
I know. And once I think of, you know, nothing else to talk about, then...
Or I give up.
Or you give up, which you'll never do.
Then I'm getting close. I'm getting very close.
Are you really
close.
Getting close to giving up or getting close to figuring it out?
No, giving up.
Oh, really?
And I hate giving up.
I know you do. That's why this is fun.
Something we've both seen is really the only rule here is that we both have to have seen it.
Or at least know something about it, because there's plenty of stuff that I haven't seen that I know a lot about.
Yeah, she hates Dragon Ball Z.
Yeah, but I know plenty about it. Ugh.
Yeah, I can't blame her for disliking it. It was mostly geared towards guys.
Well, so is Bleach and One Piece and Katakiyo Hitman Reborn and Bakemon and...
Yeah, but that doesn't stop you from liking Rinji.
So? That doesn't mean
turn
anything.
To a reclusive. Okay, I give.
You give?
Yes, I give.
Oh.
Stop. Just tell me. Cause
my moment of victory. Not really, actually. This is Google's moment of victory. Nagato. Pain. From Naruto.
God damn it! Oh, God damn it! God damn it!
This is funny, only because earlier he was like, it's not Naruto.
I know, right?
Blah, 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 blah.
Well, excuse me, but Pain didn't have much of a thing to do. They didn't even say his actual name in the anime, and as far as I know, the manga, but again, I haven't read that much. They didn't say anything about his actual name until Jiraiya died.
Yeah, they said his name in the Jiraiya flashback in the manga. I've never...
No. When Jiraiya went to fight.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, in the manga, at least, and if you haven't read the manga up to this point, I'm sorry, but I'm going to spoil the shit out of you. And if you haven't, you suck anyway, so,
I've already
sorry.
Done a spoiler.
Yeah, you've done the big spoiler, but, you know.
I mean, there were plenty of people who were in tears over finding out that he died.
I was in tears, okay?
I mean, he was a big-ass pervert, but still, I mean, it was sad. And, of course, I kept on hearing spoilers about other people dying, like Kakashi.
I know,
but
the Kakashi is dead spoiler is so old and lame. People, please stop it. We all know he's not dead, and he's never going to die, because I'll go...
Bullshit. He did die.
For about 5 minutes. It was a Harry Potter death. Come on.
He still died. And if it wasn't for Naruto... If it wasn't for Naruto and him convincing Pain to believe in him...
Believe it.
That's another thing that we should discuss on later. But we'll talk about that later when we take...
Believe it!
You know what? Since we're doing a Naruto focus anyway, forget talking about it later. This whole thing about Believe It that the American dub has done, it goes back to a problem in translation. In the Japanese dub, Naruto doesn't say believe it.
Well,
he always say databayo.
He says databayo, or whatever, tabayo, which is a verbal tick.
It's so, not really, there's no translation for it. It's
exactly.
almost like somebody slurring a word at the end,
yeah.
Or just something that they do because it, just how they talk.
Exactly.
It has nothing to do with it, and even in the manga and, well, you won't see it in the anime yet, but in the manga, Naruto, and another spoiler for you, was able to talk to his mother. And there was one point where his mother had prayed that Naruto wouldn't have the same issue.
Yeah.
Because she had a verbal tic as well.
She had the same verbal tic.
No,
well,
it wasn't Databayo.
It was something really similar to that, though. I don't know.
It's very similar to it, but it
if you know what it is, tell us.
It might have been bio, for all I know.
I don't remember what it was.
But it was the same problem. She prayed to God he wouldn't get that problem, but
he did.
Just like with Kusha, one of her major things was red. That was her major theme, was red.
Kushina's color was red, whereas Naruto's is orange.
Well, no, her hair
is where
the red came from. It also came from an old joke that you'll hear in the anime at one point or another, is tomato. Because when she came to the Hidden Leaf Village, she was a little on the plump side, as people would say, or fat, if you like. She was a little kid in the academy when it happened, and come to find out, people started calling her Tomato because her hair was red and she was plump. It wouldn't be later found out that she made a name for herself as an excellent killer. I believe she was called the Red Death.
I don't know.
I mean, again, this is speculation at that point.
I don't remember.
I know stuff about how Naruto's father, which that was another thing that many people did a whole issue on, was Naruto's father. They didn't know who he was, but I knew as soon as I saw a picture of him that the fourth Hokage had to be Naruto's father.
Dude, yeah, and the fourth is hot.
Think about Naruto when he's an adult.
Yeah, he's going to be so much less of a derp. Finally.
I mean, he looked, even Sakura, who, I'm sorry if you're a fan of Sakura, but I think she's a total and fucking bitch.
Yeah, we are not Sakura likers over
here. I hate Sakura for a lot of reasons. Number one, in the beginning, she's a fangirl, through and through. She is a fangirl, even as she got older. The first thing that she did when she saw Naruto was, oh my god, he is hot, basically, is what she was thinking. She was looking at him thinking, and you know she was thinking, but they didn't say anything on it, that, God, I would love to fuck him just for the hell of it because he looks so damn good. But afterwards...
No, I thought that was about Sasuke that she was thinking.
Well, she was always thinking, oh my god, I'll have Uchiha babies. I'll be the matriarch for the Uchiha clan, but I know, and I'm pretty sure everybody's with me on this, at least for those of you who dislike how the creator of Naruto has really given Sasuke everything on a silver platter.
No, he hasn't given him everything on a silver platter. He hasn't been present in the last few chapters. Sorry if that spoils the shit out of you.
Well, it doesn't matter. We've been doing spoilers.
Yeah.
And probably
I'm
later.
I'm going to apologize every time.
I'll probably do a spoiler thing beforehand for Naruto before we start talking. But, I mean, for like Itachi, his brother, you find out a lot more that he was really loyal to the village.
But we're not going to talk about that because that's like really sad.
Oh, but I had a feeling that there was more to it than that.
Yeah, we all did, but
yeah. But Itachi, that's just sad thing. But I always had a feeling that I had a feeling it was a lot more than just testing my abilities or trying to see how strong I've become.
Yeah, no, it was definitely something different, and it was horribly tragic.
Horribly tragic, my ass. And Danzo or Daizen or however you want to say that fucking one arm, one eye.
Motherfucker, purple
hide the
eater.
Dick. Hide the dick, bandit. I mean, seriously, and he fucked up his own son.
That one-armed, one-eyed, flying purple people
actually,
eater.
Actually, it's like 50 eyes.
I know. Oh, God, don't even get me started on that.
Well,
Kishimoto, what the fuck? What the fuck, Kishimoto? Were you just making up for Kubo not being there?
Not to mention the fact he gave him the arm of the first Hokage so that he could create wood.
So gross.
What?
So
not really.
Gross. Yes, it's
not,
so gross.
Not, no. He needed wood. That's pretty much it. He wanted to get wood. He was hard up on it, let me tell you.
Oh, God. Make it stop.
Wait. Now, think about Orochimaru.
and his snakiness.
Snakiness my ass. Oh, wait, God, no.
That's just asking for it.
I know, right? It's like saying it can't get any worse than this. That I swear that is a personal challenge to God to prove your ass wrong.
It is. But anyway.
Oh, and by the way, we all know Sasuke's gay. I mean, come on, he went to a gay pedophile for power. Come on, he just wanted to play hide the trouser snake.
Well, Orochimaru is the snake man. But anyway, we are
of course, then again,
starting
he was also,
to run out of time.
He also did that transgender thing with the girl.
And he had the Sasuke had his little man boobies hanging out all the time. in that cute little Shippuden outfit.
Oh, God.
Man boobies. Man boobies. And I'll say it one more time. Boobies. Boobies. Okay, that's two more times.
Wow. Really?
Yes, really. I told you I wasn't good at that counting thing.
Still.
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 Still. Anyway. All right. So, I think it is right about time for That was the Mario song. That was really nerdy of me.
Why? I thought you said you didn't want sound effects. I mean, if you wanted sound effects, I can get plenty of those, but...
No,
I'm too
lazy.
I have to make
my own, okay? This is a ridiculous... Okay, I'm going to get sued by Nintendo now, and it's going to be...
We don't own that.
I don't own that. That is the cute little Mario sound, and I don't
The only thing that we own are our opinions on this show, pretty much that.
And I don't even own that, really, honestly.
What is it? Your split personality owns the other half of it?
Exactly.
You know, I've got split personality disorder, and all my personalities hate you.
Anyway, I think it's about time that we start to almost wrap up, maybe, because we also need to figure out what we're going to talk about next time.
Well, I was thinking, since we saw a trailer for it, as well as the fact that they did a remake, or not a remake, but a retelling of the story, actually, I figure we could do Full Metal Alchemist.
Oh, are you just trying to suck up to me because you know how near and dear it is to my heart?
Oh, bullshit. Like I would suck up to you. No, I was actually thinking along the lines of how much of a tearjerker it can be for some people as well.
I cry every time.
You gotta stop. We can't go into it.
Every time.
But, hey, it is a hard scene to see. Okay, quit the pouty face.
No, I'm about to cry.
It's so fluffy.
You were kidding.
It's so fluffy. Come on. Despicable Me.
That was funny. Think of puppies and kittens. Think of puppies and kittens.
No, okay. That'll make you sadder.
No, puppies and kittens are cute. I don't have to think about the
poop. Ed and his shortness.
I got you
to laugh.
Okay, I'm good.
Don't call me short.
Oh, God.
I didn't call you short.
God.
I called you little.
Oh, God. Every time.
We'll talk about that later, though.
Yes, we will next week. Well, next week,
I guess
next
this is
whatever.
The segment that will talk about the laws. Is that what you want to do?
Yeah, I think it is what I want to
do,
actually.
Do you want to pick them at random, or do you want to just...
Let's go down the line so we don't get confused and forget some.
The first three or two or what?
Let's do the first two.
Well, you can do the first one, then.
Okay, law number one is the law of metaphysical irregularity. The normal laws of physics do not apply.
I can think of many instances where this doesn't work, like in Love Hina, where Keitaro gets hit and goes around like a pinball.
Yeah, and he gets shot up into space.
Oh, yeah. Or what was it they called that? Leo? Low Earth Orbit or something? I think they call it Leo. Some people like to say that a low Earth orbit or something. He doesn't go into space, but he's still up high enough that even the birds are going like, what the fuck is he doing up here?
Oh, and since you were just talking about Full Metal Alchemist, I find it amusing that there's an ad for it right up there.
Oh, come on. Oh, yes. That's one other thing that we forgot to mention. One of our favorite sources, and I know that you're going to agree with me on this. After all, I was the one who found it.
Yes. No, I do agree with
you. ANN, or Anime News Network, is one of my favorite, all-time favorite websites to go to for anything on anime or manga. because they actually will link all the information together so that you can find out, like, who the voice actors were, not only in the English dub, but as well as the Japanese, even French, German, any language
Taiwanese,
that was
Korean,
done.
Korean, you name it.
Taiwanese?
Taiwanese.
Okay.
I've seen it. Don't ask me what I saw it on.
I've seen it. Italian, too.
Yeah.
But, so, again, it's a great website, and they also have information, not just on that, but trivial information, which we might do at one point or another, of the trivial information that they have. And an example of it would be, like, some of the names that you see on the screen on a list or something also are the names of the people who were the directors and all that stuff.
Yeah,
for
just,
the,
like,
it's just
that
trivial
book
shit.
Was on the shelf, and it's this, you know. Like, here, I will pull
kind
up.
Of thinking like the Men in Black thing where the girl was holding quantum physics books and Will Smith shot her in the head.
Yeah, or, like, in the... one of the first chapters of Bakuman, I'm not exactly sure which one, and if you've never read Bakuman, you should. And the anime is also running now. It started back in October. And in Bakuman, which is read and drawn by the same people who did Death Note, Sugumi Oba and Takeshi Obata.
By the way, she's the one who's going to really remember the names. I'll more than likely remember the characters. And if it's a voice actor I like, at least for the English dub, I'll remember it. That's not to say I don't watch the English subtitles either. It's just I'm not good with names.
I'm kind of good about that. My shoe is falling apart. I'm just picking my shoe apart. I need to stop doing that. Okay.
Nervous tick.
No, it's just a thing to do.
Oh, wait. We should go back to the law, shouldn't we? We've kind of gone off on a tangent.
That's okay. We can do tangents. But anyway, Bakuman was written by Sugumi Oba and drawn by Takeshi Obata, and they actually referenced Death Note in one of the first chapters of Bakuman. There's my trivia, and I'll explain it better later. Okay, go.
Well, at least it's interesting.
It is interesting. It's got Death Note to do with it.
I've actually seen references to anime in other TV series, even on live-action TV series like Stargate.
Yeah.
For those of you who are sci-fi fans. But now it's my turn to say something on the laws. Law number two. Law of differential gravity. Or gravitation, sorry. Whenever someone or something jumps, is thrown, or otherwise is rendered airborne, gravity is reduced by a factor of 4. Some things have been known to float for a few seconds before plummeting to hit the ground, vehicle, or someone's cranium. Think of it as like the Roadrunner gag, where
Wile E. Coyote.
There you go. I'm going to slur it anyway. Where he's running after the Roadrunner, and all of a sudden he stops because the Roadrunner stopped and looks back and then realizes he's gone over the edge of a cliff. He kind of hangs there for a second. It's kind of the same idea. Not to say that cartoons and anime could really be related in the same concept, but you get my point. That's one thing I hate for those of you out there who do it, and I know there are some that will. Anime and cartoons are two different things.
Anime and Western cartoons.
Well, there's that, too. There's also...
anime are cartoons, really. They are.
Well, actually, remember, in Japan, they're actually considered... the full-length movies are actually considered like movies would be here in Hollywood, because they can't afford to make a full Hollywood...
No, they do make full Hollywood movies.
Yeah, but they can't afford to make that many of them like we can.
They can and they do, but it's just playing to their audience. It's the same thing as, you know, the... oh, come on. Whatever Nickelodeon... the SpongeBob movie. I know. I'm not...
Keep SpongeBob away from me.
I know. I'm not saying it's good. I'm just saying it exists, okay? Or the... whatever other cartoon is really big right now. Movie. The Fairly Odd Parents movie. I don't know if there is one, but...
There was, but... Avatar would be a better example for you. And I don't mean the Avatar, I mean Last Airbender Avatar.
As if there was a cartoon movie of it. An animated movie. There we go.
Well,
how
about this? Bleach, the movie, the first movie, came out in the U.S., and they actually did an airing at movie theaters.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'd wanted to go.
I have I have a video clip from Dr. Bio on it that had a... No, wait, it wasn't from them. It was from the actual DVD set. They actually had a thing where they showed Khan out at
Oh, yeah, Khan in New York.
Yeah.
Yes.
He was in New York, and he was actually at the airing for it at the movie theaters there, and he saw... Or they showed how diverse the crowd was. Mm-hmm. I mean, people of every race were there and every age group. You could see children all the way up to full-grown adults actually going in there smiling and even wearing bleach shirts.
Yeah, and just being all excited and everything. Speaking of, where is my bleach shirt? I think it's in my dresser at home.
I don't have a bleach shirt, but
I
need to get something like that.
I have an Ichigo shirt.
Anyway... is there anything else we want to do as far as the laws, or do we want to set them aside for right now?
No, the laws can get set aside for now. That'll...
No. Let me correct myself. Never set aside these laws because they're important. We are just going to talk about them at another time and place, but never set these aside because I guarantee you, while some of them may sound ridiculous and stupid, a lot of them apply to every anime I can think of, and some of them will sound hilarious, but when you think about it, they are right.
And probably painful.
Depending on the person.
Well, yeah, you know. I said probably. But,
Goddamn Nagato.
That will never not be funny at this point. Oh, that's going to be a
good one. And you know, you'd think I'd remember it because I like rewatching the major fight between Naruto and Pain when he attacked the Leaf Village.
You would think you would remember that, but no.
I should kick your ass.
Well. But anyway, so next time we'll be talking about Fullmetal Alchemist.
And maybe other random shit, but
yeah,
hey.
Probably other random shit. So we're going to do what? The manga? The first series.
Well, I never read the manga, so you'd be the...
Okay. I've read the whole manga.
Okay, so you'd be the expert on the manga.
I've read most of it more than once.
Now, I haven't seen the new series that came out, Brotherhood. I've been setting that aside because I've heard that it's followed the manga very closely,
it
if
has.
Not exactly.
It followed it much closer, with the exception of...
Isn't it longer, too?
No, I don't think so. No,
well, we're getting off topic here. We're talking about it when we should be saving it.
But it's going to be the manga, the first anime, and then the new one, Brotherhood. And we'll probably end up throwing in some
Don't forget the
Shambhala.
Movie.
I was just saying that.
Well, I'm just saying don't forget the movie.
I will not forget the movie because...
That was a stupid thing, but we'll
talk
about
it. It was an amazing movie. A lovely,
I'm not saying the movie wasn't good. I'm just saying...
We'll talk about it later.
Yeah,
all
stop.
I'm saying is that lovely, lovely Alphonse Erdrich came out of it.
Stop it.
No, you. Okay, so I think that
about... Add to the... When we get the Facebook running and the email and all that stuff, you can also send in suggestions on series that you'd like us to talk about. And if it's something that we don't have or we haven't seen, please, I'm telling you, send it in because there are series I found randomly once that I watched and loved. A good example of that would be, what was that crazy one that we were talking about earlier?
Which one?
Uber super cuteness, as you called it.
Ashiteru is a baby.
Yeah. I'm a guy. I love the action stuff and all that. But when I turned this on, I just couldn't turn it off. And it wasn't because... I don't know. I just don't know how to describe it. I could not turn it off.
Because it's adorable and it's sweet and you just have to watch it.
It made me reconsider whether or not I was willing to have a girl when I have a... kid, eventually. I wouldn't mind having a girl until she was a teenager now.
Yeah, you know. And then
just for that. Just from that little thing. But, again, if you've seen a series or something and we haven't talked about it, please feel free to send us the info on it and we'll look it up. I guarantee we will probably watch the first 3 episodes within the hour we get the email.
Yep.
So... Okay, then. Well, this is Yusuke Urameshi.
And Itsuki Koizumi.
Signing off. Have a good holiday.
And have a nice night.